This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning and welcome to the show. My name is Debbie Lewis, and we are going to talk Monday today, things that are going on in the market. But first, we're going to talk jobs and small business with Carol Johns. Carol, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You are the Center Director for Hillsborough County University of South Florida College of Business.
No.
No.
We're actually Small Business Development Center at Hillsborough County.
Okay. Well, I know you do small business, but your titles are just so long. Tell me, what do you do as a center director there?
Well, I manage a team of consultants that service small businesses throughout the county of Hillsborough.
How do we get into to make appointments to even find out if you guys can help us?
We have a couple of ways. One is, of course, getting through our calling directly on our telephone line, which is 813-204-9267, or our website, which is new. It is www.hcflgov, which stands for Hillsborough County, Florida Government.net.
Now, tell us all the things that you can do, because we've had guests on every Tuesday. We have somebody from your group on. We talk about small business and what you guys do for counseling. What do you do at this office?
We do most of all of our centers kind of do the same thing, but we have different niches. For example, we actually focus on businesses up to $10 million. And we work with both existing businesses and pre-venture and startup businesses. What we help businesses do is businesses experience a number of growth spurts, if you will. Sometimes it's difficult for them to navigate that, and so we can help them with that process. The startup business is may have a few sales, but they may need some more marketing guidance. The pre-venture will need us to help them develop a business plan, develop, do some marketing research and feasibility, also to do financial projections. All of those businesses, those different classes of businesses, typically need help with their financial projections. The existing business can use it to grow their business. So if they are at $6 million and they want to be at $7 million, then we'll project what they need to do to get to $7 million.
That's such a big help, because we don't always know what we need to do to get to the next level.
That's exactly right. And it's not things that are difficult for the businesses. It's just not on their radar, you know, or it may not be their expertise. Their expertise are in building widgets. We come in with those skill sets, and the value that we bring is that all of our services are at no cost to the client.
See, I think that is huge. I mean, I wouldn't even know how to budget for you, but it seems that when you have such a wealth of information and people that work for you, you'd be foolish not to call and make an appointment and see how they can help your small business, because you can always get better.
You can always get better. Even if it's just to have someone to run some ideas, that's really big for a lot of businesses. Just to have someone to run their ideas back across so that they'll say, okay, I'm on the right track. And, you know, we always are learning. I don't care how old we get or how much we do something. We're always learning, because there are always new ways of doing different things. And so we're that catalyst to make sure that they're on track to where they're supposed to be going. We bring them information and resources, and they don't have to pay for any of that. And our relationship with them is strictly confidential, and it will last for as long as they need it. Businesses come and go as they grow.
You know, you're just a big business coach. You mean,
that's exactly
this is like
right.
The best place to go for coaching.
And we have our consultants that specialize in different areas. So we become expertise. First of all, we are degreed individuals, most of us with MBAs. But in addition to that, we also have a number of certifications. So we enhance our knowledge so that we are not stale in what we're providing to the businesses.
Well, the businesses that started 10 years ago have certainly seen a change in how they have to do business today.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
If they don't make that change with the rest of us, then they're going to get left behind.
That's exactly right. And we have to help them to understand what things to keep their focus on. It's not just the bottom line. If you're not focused on other things in your operation, your employees, for example, your suppliers and things like that, those things could be pulled from underneath you and derail your business.
Just the marketing aspect has changed so much. You know, I talked to a business last week, and he was an older guy, and he said, you know, Debbie, I never used to have to worry about marketing because we sent out postcards and we had, you know, word of mouth. And he goes, but all this newfangled kid stuff. And it's, you know, when the internet was brand new, who knew that it was going to catch on, right? That was the mentality.
Oh, my goodness.
And now look at it. Remember
and
how much you had to pay for websites when they first came out?
Yes. I absolutely know. And then now today, folks are giving them to you. You know, if you just use my page here, and they have templates and things to help you to do that. And
you can build your own. Yeah.
Yes, and we have understandings now, better understandings of what search engine optimization means, and some of which we can do ourselves. There is no you know, substitute for getting expert help. But when you're growing and you don't have those dollars, there's many of those things that you can do yourself. You can learn a lot of this by having the internet, which many businesses before did not have. You couldn't go to Google and Google something.
Oh, sure. And of course, you weren't available. Now, tell us how we get an appointment with you and when you're available and how we work around our schedule, because business owners, we're always pretty busy.
We are, yes. And so what happens is we are really, an 8:30 to 5 office. The good thing about the Hillsborough County office is that we are located throughout the county. We work through the chambers. We have office hours at 6 of the chambers throughout the county, Riverview and Brandon, Sefner, Temple Terrace, Greater Tampa, South Tampa, South Shore. And so we market through those chambers to those areas so that people can come to us in those areas as well. But they can always just call our number, and we can direct them to any of those areas as well.
Well, your website has a wealth of information. I think I got another website from another interview that I had, and I went on there and looked, and, I mean, you guys have it all together right there.
Well, it's a good place to get a lot of information, and that's what we want folks to do. But we also want them to say, "Oh, I got a lot of information there, but let me talk to a consultant and see what else there may be available for me."
And you pull in different consultants depending on what the person needs, don't you?
Exactly right. So we have a couple of consultants that specialize in existing businesses and two that specialize in pre-venture and startup businesses. And we are specialized in construction and bidding, the certification process.
Okay.
We help with restaurants, financial projections, loan packaging. We help package
That's
information.
Important.
Yes, so we can help you get a loan. So we have resources through our banking partners. We also can help you buy a business. You know, we do help you plan your exit from your business. So we have extra strategists on board as well. We do business continuity. That is for existing businesses to make sure that if it's in a case of a disaster, we're in Florida, but disasters happen all over, not just flood. Ybor City had the fire that put businesses, shut their businesses for a while. So all kinds of things like that we want to educate the business owner about.
I just can't believe it's all for free.
Yes, that's the great part. And I appreciate
that is the great
the
part.
County for using, you know, their taxpayer dollars to give back to the taxpayers, because these businesses create jobs and provide goods and services.
Well, and that's a huge thing. I mean, it's no one knows what it would cost to bring you in as a consultant if they had to pay you. I mean, it's super, super expensive to get anyone to sit down with you per hour, whether it's attorneys or financial people, CPAs. It takes a lot of money and resources to find the right people, and you guys are all there for them. How do we get a hold of you, Carol, if we want more information for the program? Because I know different offices have different specialties, like
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, I would say to call us at 813- I'm going to give you a different number now.
Okay.
813-277-1393.
Say that one again.
813-277-1393.
And what does that go to?
That comes to me.
Okay. Well, you are the keeper of all the information. I'm certain that you can point us in the right direction.
That's exactly right.
Every one of your departments are set up differently. And where do you get these experts from?
Well, actually, they're just like me, hired.
What did you do before you did this? What was your background?
I operated my own business for 17 years. I did consulting and training, and I hired my company out to nonprofits. I'm from Philadelphia.
Okay.
And I hired myself out to nonprofit organizations that did this kind of thing, free consulting, micro-lending, and training. So those kinds of things of what my company did, I had a team of consultants that helped with that process. And so that was natural for me when I came to Florida to link up with the Small Business Development Center.
Wow.
I was familiar with mine in Philadelphia, and I know that it's a wealth of information, particularly because the consultants have a lot of knowledge. They no longer use students. The old model used to use students. Not the students are not knowledgeable, but we are much more knowledgeable because one of the other requirements.
You've seen it all.
Yes. One of the other requirements as a consultant is that you have owned a business.
That is so important. I mean, yes. I don't want people teaching me that don't. Know
That's
how to do anything but
exactly
teach and
right.
that have never made a payroll. That makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference.
Carol Johns, I want to thank you for being with me today. Your phone number again is 813-277-1393, and you're the Center Director for Hillsborough County Small Business Administration and
Small Business Development Center.
There we go. Yeah, it's a big name. It's a mouthful.
Yes,
thanks for being with us today, and we're going to have you guys back next Tuesday. I appreciate it. My name is Debbie Lewis. We're talking small business. When we come back, we're going to talk about the market. What are they saying about the market, really? Like, what do the financial people get? My name is Debbie Lewis, and I'll tell you what I got in the mail just yesterday. Thanks.